And Rage by Eve Babbitts. Narrated by Mia Baron. Three phases have succeeded each other during the span of my life. In the first, the questions would be, but who is she, dear? Who are her people? Is she one of the Yorkshire Twiddledoos? Of course, they are badly off, very badly off, but she was a Wilmo. This was to be succeeded in due course by, oh yes, of course they are pretty dreadful, but then they are terribly rich. Have the people who have taken the Larches got money? Oh, well, then we'd better call. The third phase was different again. Well, dear, but are they amusing? Yes, well, of course they are not well off, and nobody knows where they came from, but they are very, very amusing. An Autobiography, Agatha Christie, 1894 to 1977. Part 1. Jacaranda. Jacaranda's name was pronounced Jack-a-randa, as in Jack-o'-lantern, the same rhythm. It's the name of a Central American flowering tree that grows in Los Angeles. And in Spanish, it was originally Hawk-a-randa. It was just like her parents to name their daughter Jacaranda. Her father was a Trotskyite, descended from bomb-throwing Russian anarchists. And Jacaranda's mother was born illegitimately because her mother refused to marry the man who was the father. I'm not marrying a rapist, Jacaranda's maternal grandmother explained. She moved to Texas and lost her illusions about the Catholic Church in one fell swoop. She was excommunicated, not him. The Ocean. They lived in Santa Monica near the ocean. Jacaranda's father was a studio musician, and they lived in a bungalow house, one with a mortgage, about two blocks from the ocean. Jacaranda grew up tan, with streaky blonde hair and tar on the bottom of her feet. Her sister April grew up 3 years younger, with a darker tan, and streaky reddish layers in her darker hair, and tar on the bottom of her feet. They looked absolutely nothing alike. From the very start, Jacaranda was the big one with the large head who, till she was three, had to be swathed in pink for people not to say, "My, what a nice, healthy boy you've got there." April was a girlish girl with curly brown curls and a rosy-cheeked smile, delicate bone structure, and a small head. Neither Jacaranda nor April looked anything at all like the parents, Mort and May Levin, except that Jacaranda's head and Mort Levin's head were 7 7/8 in hat size, one of the largest hat sizes, even for men. The two girls grew up at the edge of the ocean and knew it was paradise and better than Eden, which was only a garden. All Jacaranda cared about was surfing. First, it was body surfing, where she would stare at the edge of the water, watching the waves to see which side the riptide was twisting back out on. Then she'd slowly force herself upon the sea, though it resisted. She'd walk out till she was up to her waist and all tangled up in the problem. The waves would now be coming, and it was her choice, as they came, whether to slide on through under them in the glass-green water and ignore them crashing toward L.A. behind her, or to match herself up with the ocean's rhythm, to swim out just far enough, then stop, wait, push herself forward to catch the wave and tumble into shore. Sometimes, if she miscalculated, she'd be swung back under the wave's lip and squashed down into the sand. When she was 12, Jacaranda was given a surfboard. No matter what the waves were doing, no matter what tides and thunders went on beneath her, she stayed on the board. The board tilted and tried to buck her off, the whole world slanted suddenly. The board would shoot out from under her before she knew it. The trick was to get the board back and keep going.